WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.
People who need fitness, training, and the most help developing healthy habits are often the ones least likely to seek out assistance. That's according to Pittsburgh fitness trainer James Rounds, who tells 90.5 WESA's Elaine Effort that in addition to operating a private gym, he maintains community-based fitness programs for those who need them most.
We have a for-profit gym downtown, and we just noticed the people that were coming in were not necessarily people that need to be there. So in 2013, we started a nonprofit called 101 Fitness and Training to help go into the community to actually help people that actually needed the help with regards to their health and fitness.
Why was that important to go to where you think your kind of fitness and wellness and nutrition program is needed?
For us, because a lot of people didn't come to us for, you know, being intimidated about a gym setting or just didn't have the knowledge in terms of what they needed. Most people think you have to be in shape to go to a gym, you know, which you can use the gym anytime. But us going out, we felt like that's very important by taking a program to the community.
And you also do it so that it's free, so that there's no stumbling block, no excuse. Just come on out.
Right. Making the program free was another way of taking away some of those barriers to people maintaining their health. So as much as possible, we try to maintain it to where there's no barriers to entry. We invite people to come in as a family. Oftentimes because the moms are usually quick to come, but the husbands are not. But a lot of times the husbands are the ones that's dictating the behavior of the kids. In our community, 33% of us are obese. And within the home, there's 29% of the kids that are obese as well. So we feel like they're developing those habits first, right, in the house.
So what do you do?
We provide health and wellness training and through programming that we do either 60 days, 90 days, or a year in some cases for a community for different populations, primarily disadvantaged people.
What neighborhoods have you been operating in?
Since we started in 2013, we've operated in the Hill District, primarily in Pittsburgh. Currently, we are in Highland Park area, running a program called Passport to Fitness. In the past, we've also been on the north side, south side, different places throughout the community.
What difference are you making? Is it working? What kind of results do you see?
I think people are averaging about 25 pounds of weight loss, primarily in our programs. But more importantly, our ultimate objective is to change habits, healthy, to create healthy habits. So not only just working out and losing weight, but also understanding how to eat and also showing people how to substitute foods. Instead of doing like mashed potatoes, we show people how to make cauliflower, ground cauliflower. Tastes just the same, but doesn't have a carb effect. We have some people that have been with us since the beginning, since 2013, and they continue to follow us, you know, in our programs, and that's great. Again, there's a big need out there for what we do. Our ultimate goal is to keep people out of the doctor's office, and some of that work starts at home.
James Rounds, thank you for taking time to do the interview.
Thank you. Appreciate you talking to me.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories at WESA.FM/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.